Some of us say maybe this movie now has a better shot at Best Picture. Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen crashes into theaters today.
Fate rarely calls upon us at a moment of our choosing.
The first Transformers movie made nearly $750 million at the box office. It also helped Hasbro sell tons of Transformer toys. In fact, Hasbro toys are coming to life in not one but two movies. G.I. Joe: The Rise of Cobra is out in August. As Nate DeMayo reports, the Rhode Island toy maker is one of Hollywood's biggest moneymakers this summer.
The first Transformers movie was a triumph. If you were a 12-year-old boy, it had everything. It had explosions, it had the exposed midriff of Megan Fox, it had cars and giant robots, and cars that turn into giant robots. And if you were the 40-something head of the world's second-largest toy company, the movie was a triumph on other levels.
For so many years, Hasbro brands, they were really only thought about in a few day parts of a consumer's life.
Phrases like day parts of a consumer's life roll off Brian Goldner's tongue. He's Hasbro's CEO. When he took over the company in 2000, many of its most famous toy lines, like Transformers, My Little Pony, and G.I. Joe, had fallen fallow. He had watched Spider-Man and X-Men jump lucratively from comics to movies, and then onto video games and mobile phone content and toothbrushes.
Transformers and G.I. Joe needed to become motion pictures.
This is General Hawk. Mission is a go.
G.I. Joe will make the leap from 4-inch action figure to the big screen in August, and try to duplicate the success of the Transformers franchise by offering up its own explosions and action. But for all of their state-of-the-art special effects, these new movies are simply a flashy way for Hasbro to get back to basics.
Yo, Joe!
We'll fight for freedom wherever there's trouble. G.I. Joe is there.
In the mid-80s, Hasbro figured out that you could sell more toys if you gave kids more than just a commercial in the middle of a cartoon show. It made whole cartoons that were giant commercials. Parents groups and consumer watchdogs said these shows were terrible. And at least on an aesthetic level, they were right.
It's G.I. Joe against Cobra, the enemy, fighting to save the day.
Even Hasbro's CEO concedes that those cartoons were lame. But lame was good enough 25 years ago.
Consumers' expectations were very different than they are today.
So Goldner and Hasbro have lined up partnerships with the biggest names in movies. Michael Bay, Steven Spielberg, DreamWorks, Paramount, Universal. Names that tell consumers that this may be a big ad, but at least it should be an entertaining one. And it's clearly worked so far.
It's pretty much as close to printing money as you're going to get in the toy business.
Cliff Anicelli runs the toy industry journal Playthings Magazine. He points out that the film studios are taking on the financial risk by actually producing the movies. Hasbro misses out on the box office take, but gets to sell all those toys. It announced a string of movies based on some of the most famous names in Hasbro's toy chest. The board games Monopoly, Ouija, Candyland, and Battleship. Though Anicelli does say that news was met with some raised eyebrows.
How are you going to make a movie out of the board game Battleship that involves anything more than someone screaming, "You sank my battleship"?
Hasbro's CEO is undeterred. Brian Goldner says people love those brands. They're eager to form a deeper relationship with the board game.
They are willingly interested in and accepting of Monopoly in any format you might want to present it.
Multiple Oscar nominee Ridley Scott is attached to direct that Monopoly movie. Perhaps there'll be a Quentin Tarantino My Little Pony down the road. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMayo.
And there's a review of the Transformers movie at the website npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.